Well, we are so excited to invite our next guest to the show on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer's on vacation. Holly Roberts is here with me.
Yes.
As always.
Oh, hello.
We'll take you to 3 o'clock today. And we have our guest on the phone, Danielle Grochek from Canine Inspired Change. She's a friend of the show. We're happy to have you back. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Good. It's so good to talk to you. So let's just kind of start with the easy thing. Well, what is Canine Inspired Change for those of you who don't know?
Right. Well, we are a nonprofit organization that is based upon connecting and empowering people through the experience of working with therapy dogs.
I love this. I love this. And Holly, you've been really involved with Canine Inspired Change.
Yes, it's an organization that's very near and dear to my heart. And one of the things, Danielle, to point out is that, you know, you say that you're working with therapy dogs, but can you explain the unique curriculum that Canine Inspired Change has and how you bring therapy dog teams to work with all sorts of kids and students and other populations?
Yes. So first of all, therapy dogs are different from service dogs in that therapy dogs are individual community members' own personal dogs that are very friendly dogs that genuinely like interacting with human beings. And they can take our classes in order to get registered as a canine-inspired change therapy dog, and then they can volunteer with us. So this is really a vehicle for transformation and volunteerism in your own and people's own personal lives. And then we serve a wide range of students, starting from the age of around 6 or 7 years old, all the way up through their 20s. And our students deal with things like isolation, trauma, autism, fetal alcohol syndrome, incarceration, drug addiction, and as well as traumatic brain injuries, anything that can be potentially isolating and, you know, just a hard thing to deal with in life. The dogs come in and are super powerful connector for everybody that's involved.
So we just kind of got the news the other day, and one of the places where you are very present with Canine Inspired Change is in the schools. And so we just got the news that a lot of schools may not be back in person. And certainly if they are in person, they're going to be limiting a lot of their programming. How are you at Canine Inspired Change adapting in these times?
Right, exactly. Well, we have a huge announcement. It's breaking news for my talk listeners.
Yes!
We have found a home at the Wilder Foundation campus in St. Paul, and we are now offering small group, socially distanced classes, as well as Zoom classes and community gatherings where you can have a choice-based interaction with a therapy dog just to feel a little bit better.
That is so awesome. Because one of the things that we are having, so everybody's experiencing right now with the pandemic and the social distancing, mm-hmm. is that need for a connection, a need to connect, whether it's with other people or with animals.
Right.
That is a need that we have. And you at Canine Inspired Change have now found a way and a place to do that.
Yes, we sure did. And like dogs do not.
They don't know that this is happening.
No, they don't know what's happening. Number one, and they don't care what belief system you have, you know, what party line you're on, what color your skin is. They do not care. They just. The therapy dogs that are specially trained and we work with are specially, you know, have a great disposition, and they just root us in the present moment, and they connect us and let us see that we're not so different after all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
So what kind of programming is going to be happening in Canine Inspired Change's new home at the Wilder Center? So how can people, if this is something that interests them, what is available to them, and then how can they access it?
Yes. Okay. So you can please go to our website, which is canineinspiredchange.org, and sign up for our newsletter. And then you can go to a book a session and click on our sessions at Wilder Center. And you'll be able to scroll down and see that we have three, well, right now we have two separate classes that you could sign up for. Right now we're only taking three students per class. One will be for 14 to 17 year olds, and that's a full inclusion class, meaning there's no special class for adults or, you know, students with autism or students with trauma. We're just like, we're all people, and we're going to just join together in inclusion. So really the only stipulation is the age range. So that's on Wednesdays from 11 till noon. And then we have an adult inclusion session on Thursdays from 3 to 4. And in these sessions, we work on social emotional learning. We work on how are you feeling? Every one of your feelings is valid. And we work on breathing exercises. And then we also work on, hey, can you send a dog through a tunnel and over a jump? And here's a trick that you can learn with your dog as well. So, and we also, I should say, we also are following strict COVID protocols. So we have, you know, a COVID station when you first walk in. We have a thermometer. We have hand sanitizers before people can touch the dogs. And we have 6 feet distance markers and things too. So it's all done very safely.
This is so wonderful. I am so excited for this new way that Canine Inspired Change can continue to inspire change with these wonderful animals. And I couldn't be more excited for you. Another thing that people can do if they just want to help, if they maybe don't have a dog but love dogs and want to get involved, is they can always donate to Canine Inspired Change.
Right. Right.
So and how do they find you to do that?
Right. It's canineinspiredchange.org. And you can go right to our homepage. There's a donate now button. The most impactful thing you can do is to become a sustaining donor. And that means like as much as little as $5 or $10 a month would really, really help us right now as we're trying to shift into this new kind of model of how we can be helpful. And the other thing I wanted to tell you guys is on August 18th, we're having our first open house for community members, healthcare workers, anybody that just needs to take a little breather and wants to just interact with some therapy dogs. The Wilder Center has a beautiful outdoor space with, grassed-in area and tables and things. So we will be posting that on social media, but that's happening on August 18th from 11 until 1.
I love this. Danielle, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. And best
thank
of luck.
Thank you, Colleen and Holly.
Thanks, Danielle.
Take good care. That was Danielle Grachek from Canine Inspired Change, and that's Canine Inspired. Is it canineinspiredchange.org?
Yes, all one word, canineinspiredchange.org.
So go visit them, donate if you're able. And when we come back, here's the question. What is the most overrated TV show? 651-641-1071.